This is 103.3 Waco Public Radio. Today on David and Art, David Smith steps into the early Cold War years when lawmakers decided they knew exactly what art should be and the consequences for those who wouldn't play by their rules.
In February 1950, Wisconsin Republican Senator Joseph McCarthy began accusing people in the State Department of being communist spies. It opened a grim few years in American political history in which dissenting from the mainstream political thought could get you ostracized, blacklisted, or worse. While easily the most notorious of this bunch, McCarthy was not the first member of Congress to venture down this toxic trail. In 1947, Michigan Congressman George Dondero began accusing people in the Truman administration of having communist ideas. 5 years later, he turned on artists. Dondero had no background in art whatsoever, but he felt like he was the one who should determine what it was and what its purpose should be. All modern art, he said simply, was communist, and the entire form was, in reality, a conspiracy directed from Moscow. I know. In an interview with critic Emily Gonauer, he spelled out his reasoning, if that's the word for it. Modern art is communistic, he said, because it is distorted and ugly, because it does not glorify our beautiful country, our cheerful and smiling people, and our material progress. Art which does not glorify our beautiful country in plain, simple terms that everyone can understand breeds dissatisfaction, he said. It is therefore opposed to our government, and those who create and promote it are our enemies. So, according to Dondero, the very purpose of art was to glorify the country. Dondero was not alone in his viewpoint, and I dare say many people echo his views today, even a good bit of his word choice. His view, however, is one that confuses art and propaganda, and it was precisely the view that the Soviet Union took of art in that country. When Gonauer pointed this out, he tried to have her fired from her newspaper. An editor of Art News magazine made the connection as well. Only a great, generous, muddling democracy like ours could afford the simultaneous paradox of a congressman who tries to attack communism by demanding the very same rules which communists enforce when they are in power, while at the same time a handful of artists in movements sympathetic to Soviet Russia go on painting pictures that would land them in jail under a communist government. The artist Ben Shawn said that what right-wing congressmen were trying to suppress, namely freedom of thought, was in essence the very heart of artistic creation. To deny the artist the right to paint or sculpt whatever themes and whatever style he chooses was to deny his entire freedom. It was true during the Cold War, and it's true now.